There's this idea in the minds of people. Sometimes they articulate it, sometimes they don't. Is that, you know what? They say, okay, all Muslims are not terrorists. 1.6 billion people in the world are Muslim. They can't all be terrorists. Okay, I'm accepting that. I understand. You guys are not all bad. But all terrorists are Muslim. That's something that many people are thinking in their mind. They think that, you know what? Terrorism somehow has been monopolized by Muslims. Is that they're the only terrorist that exists in the world happens to be Muslims, so there's something going on with the religion, you know, something's not right. There aren't Christian terrorists and atheist terrorists and Buddhist terrorists. And the problem with people's beliefs is they're only getting their information. They have this in their mind, but it's not a reality. They're getting their information from what they see on TV. What they see on the news, quote unquote. What this propaganda that's being spewed about Islam usually has a political objective. It's usually tied to some either money, invasion of a country, some type of oil that, you know, we need to go and take over from such and such country. And it's not the reality. You find terrorism is something which is historical. It's been practiced by people of all religions and people who practice no religion whatsoever. And if you go and you just analyze every single terrorist incident that has ever taken place in the last 100 years, in the last 50 years, you find that it's not dominated just by Muslims. There are Buddhist terrorists who are terrorizing Muslims in formerly known as Burma in Myanmar right now. The Rohingya Muslims are being terrorized by them. There was a Time magazine article with a Buddhist monk on the cover saying, "Is this the new face of terrorism?" That doesn't mean that all Buddhists are terrorists, but it means that there are Buddhist terrorists out there. Are there Christian terrorists? Absolutely. You go and check the FBI database and you find how many terrorist groups exist. Check out the Army of God, for example. Their website is fully functional, armyofgod.com. You can check out what incidents they've done, Centennial, Olympic Park bombing, several other bombings and things like that. There's a lot of terrorism going on. People don't know about this. I worked in a mosque where in 2002, the King Fahd Mosque in Culver City, Los Angeles, was about to be bombed by the Jewish Defense League. The Jewish Defense League is a known terrorist organization in the United States of America, according to the FBI. Now, they caught them before they blew up the mosque. We thank God that that happened. But people don't generally associate Jews with terrorism. They don't associate Buddhists with terrorism. They don't associate Christians with terrorism because the primary news source that people have is usually something that's very biased. And it's usually just seeing these flashing pictures of this Muslim guy, angry guy with the beard. And all of a sudden, there's no facts, but you conclude in your mind through these pictures that, you know what? It looks like all terrorists that I've ever seen happen to be Muslim. That's because the only terrorist you've ever seen or known about is coming from Fox News or CNN or whatever other, you know, station that you happen to be watching for your quote-unquote information about terrorism. Go read a book about the history of terrorism. Go and check and see how many different terrorist incidents have happened just in the United States of America. The Capitol building has been bombed. The Pentagon has been bombed. The LA Times newspaper building has been bombed. Who are doing all these bombings for the last 100 years? These are not Muslims. These are Americans, some of them Christians, some of them atheists, some of them socialists, some of them communists, some of them people of different religions. It's very important for us to zoom out and look at statistics and make us understand how little we really know about terrorism today. And the history of terrorism and the motives behind terrorism. So we can get this idea out of our mind that whatever we see on TV, that just happens to be the reality of what exists in this world. So free your mind from that.